Another minute, we'll start. Okay, we are Bezos Hashem Lechavis Halavis Shah Haknia Perek Dalid. Is that the second volume we have there, Yehuda? Was that? Okay. Shah Haknia. You'll be okay without a sefer also. Okay. Shah Haknia Perek Dalid. In the middle, we have a Haravi. And what are we discussing here? So we're discussing the areas where Kniya or Anava, right? Kniya is the Chelos of this term for what we call Anava, should express itself. Meaning, as we keep saying, Kniya really is an inner feeling, which is really all the time relevant, of feeling humbled in Hashem's presence. But there are particular areas where it comes into play. So number four is, Barvik Shemis Saprim Bignusai. If people disparage you, they speak ill about you, Yikona Laboye Vyoideloi. He's talking about a very high level here. But when a person hears somebody saying bad things about him, speaking about his faults, so he almost moves the person out of the equation, and he hears Hashem talking to him. Here's Hashem talking to him. And therefore, his response is, instead of getting all angry at the person is not a factor here. Here's Hashem talking to him. First of all, he lowers his head. And he says, okay, Hashem, I see you are trying to get a message through to me. He'll even acknowledge it and thank Hashem. For the fact that he is revealing a little bit of my many faults, in order to admonish me, so that I'll return to him. That's how this person always hears. It's all about dynamics with Hashem. It's all interactions with Hashem. It's a very, very high level, but we're exposing ourselves to that level. Such that when a person does speak against him, when a person insults him, whatever it is, he hears a message from Hashem. Not simple, but this is a chashuv madrega that we're exposing ourselves to here. Achamishi. Where is another area where kniya, anava, should express itself? This is interesting. It's actually a very fundamental piece what we have coming up here. So how does this work? So Jamal is asking, you a person is on the road, right? And someone yells at you because they have road meters, right? So you're supposed to relate that. So the truth is that this whole thing is very fine. Meaning, we're going to say later that the point here is not to justify the person. That person, in our case, in the case that you mentioned, that person has his own cheshbon with Hashem. He shouldn't be saying these things. But when a person is on a high enough level, now I'm talking about this like very, you know, confidently, well, we're exposing ourselves to levels that are over our heads. I look up at this and I say, wow. But Lamaisa, what he's saying is, the person is on such a level where, as far as he's concerned, anything going on in his life is Hashem. And therefore, someone yelled at me some irrelevant epithet, right? So it's not that I'm going to now start analyzing the word that he used. Not relevant. The point is that this Hashem brought upon me. Hashem brought upon me. Sometimes it'll take the form of a person banging his knee. There also a person who's on this level will take that as Hashem is sending me a message. Hashem wants me to, is trying to give me a certain alarm, alert, right? So here also, it doesn't really make a difference if you have a person who's actually saying true things about you and you say, you know what? instead of getting mad at the guy, I should take it to heart and say, these are faults that I have and I should relate to them. It's also relevant to a person who just lets out a string of bad words, right? That person is no tzaddik. The point that we're saying here is not that you should view that person as a malach kadosh and come over and kiss the hem of his coat. But what we are saying is that lamaisa, Hashem is sending me a certain message. Hashem is sending me a certain message. And I bow my head and I say, okay, Hashem, you want to wake me up to something. No different than banging your knee, which a person who's on that level will also say, I banged my knee. Okay, let me use it as a means of kapara, or maybe as a wake-up call to something that I need to wake up to. Not simple, but he's exposing us here to Madregas. As we said before, really, Kniya, Anava, is a sophisticated Madrega. It's not a simple Madrega. So all the things that we're talking about here are not like basic, you know, Midas 101. We're talking about sophisticated levels where a person is capable of relating to all these things. As Mamish just, it's all about Hashem sending you messages. Not so simple. Nachamishi, number five. This is a chash of a piece. Kshemeitiv le haboyre boyle mazeh. If Hashem provides a person in this world with benefits, good things, a stroke of good fortune comes your way, this, he says, is a call for humbling, for submissive. It's very interesting. Something bad happens to a person, it should cause him to lower his head. Something good happens to a person, it should cause him to lower his head. Yikana lokel. He should feel humbled before Hashem. When a person gets some sort of special benefit, something good happens to him. This is the way of thinking he's exposing us to. He should feel humbled because of how will I ever be able to possibly repay this? A certain sense of inadequacy, right? The Yishofel Lefanov, now he adds another point. Also, he should lower his head. A very stark point here. A person got some sort of special, something good happened to him. He got a raise. He got a very significant raise. So first of all, he said, feel humbled because how am I ever going to repay this? But second of all, he says, maybe this is actually not for your benefit. Maybe this is actually what he calls an economy man, or the concept of that Hashem will sometimes pay a person off in this world in order to be rid of him in the next world. Oh, that's right. He was worried that the it would come on the cheshbon of his schar. That's right. That's right. So no, on contrary, he's saying don't worry about it.
No, but it sounds as if he's saying don't worry about it. It's any idea of even more schar. You got to use up some schar. You have much more. That's what the sounds in my head.
Oh, I hear. I hear. So Rashi wants us to understand it not like that. Rashi wants us to understand schar chabim. It means don't worry. Your schar is as much as it ever was. Right? So, whatever the case is, maybe Hashem is doing it to pay him off. And this is tough, because if so, how do we ever know? So the Chiddush HaBavli is now going to give us such a profound formula for figuring it out. Figuring it out. Listen to this. Most money in the world, meaning when a person gets some a nice batch of money, a person has some sort of windfall, right? Some sort of big material benefit. It can be for one of three reasons. It could be a sign of Hashem's favor, right? Sometimes a person, Hashem says, you're working well in this world, I want you to have more. It might be a test. What are you going to do with this? How are you going to handle it? Or it might be Hashem is davka, wants to trip the person up with this. Hashem wants to pay him off with his schar with this. How do you know which it is? And what should you do? So listen to this. Simenat Toiva, how can you tell if it's a sign of favor? So I'll just speak out what he's about to say before we see the details. He says, it depends on your response. You will be the one to determine based on what you do afterwards and how you relate to that benefit. That is what's going to determine which of the three it is. It's amazing because it's absolute, right? So listen to this. Simen HaToiva. You want to know if it's a sign of Hashem's favor? He simply wanted you to have some more, and it's not going to come at the expense of your reward. If for this person, getting that benefit is just reason for me to step up my level of dedication, me to step up my performance, I feel gratitude to Hashem, and therefore I'm going to be adding to my avodas Hashem now. And I don't throw myself into involvement now. All of a sudden I became a rich man, or all of a sudden I got a new car, or whatever it is. I don't throw myself into the car, but rather I'm stepping up my avodah as a sign of gratitude to Hashem. That is actually a simon that it is a sign of Hashem's favor. That's a simon, it's a sign of Hashem's favor. And v'lo yasim liboy latoiva ahi v'lo yivtach alel. Also, if you don't suddenly turn this benefit, like let's say a person got a great job, okay? Person got a much better job than he had been expecting. If you don't suddenly decide, oh, wow, this is my source of livelihood. It's very important. This is a very fine split. We see this more in Shir HaBitachon than here. But where a person should not view his parnos as a source of livelihood. His source of livelihood is Hashem. And Hashem is giving it to him through this means right now, but it could have been through other means also. Just to give an example, right, let's say a person is mesupa. We have a chiyuv ishtadlus. Chiyuv ishtadlus means that you have to make responsible, reasonable efforts toward your parnos. Now, let's say a person is mesupa. Should I go into botany, or should I go into dentistry? Okay, and he's weighing the pros and cons. Both make sense. Both make sense. Okay. And finally, he makes a decision. He's going to go into dentistry. And he's very successful. He says, wow, it's a good thing I made that decision, because had I gone into botany, maybe I would not have been as successful. Here the Chazal Sofer says, no, that means that you're viewing the actual profession as the source. He says, here, since you did a reasonable ishtadlus, Hashem decided that you should have nice panasa. Had it been in some other area which was equally sensible and responsible, you would have done just as well. It's a tough way of thinking, but this is the mindset of bitachon in this sense. Also, the other way around. Should I go into real estate, or should I go into selling cars? The guy goes into selling cars, just never hacks it, never makes it. He's putting in diligent effort. He's approaching it responsibly. He made the decision responsibly, but he's not succeeding. And he says, oh, had I gone into real estate, I could have been in a whole different situation. Now, no, that's not the Bitachon way of thinking. That's not the Chazamov's way of thinking. Chazamov's way of thinking is Hashem wants you to do your reasonable ishtadlis, and then he makes his decision for you. If his decision was that you shouldn't succeed, this was his destiny for you. This is a nisayon for you. This is good for your neshama. This was his plan for you. Don't think that it's the particular profession that made it or breaks it.
That doesn't mean that he shouldn't have stopped selling cars and going to
the rest. Oh, so here you're getting into the real nitty gritty of it. That depends. The Chovas Halvavas alludes to this back in Shir HaBitachon. He says it depends. If you take stock of the situation, you say, there are reasons why cars are not succeeding now. There are reasons why being in this business is not succeeding now. And therefore, continuing to stay in the business is actually not a responsible approach. Then you should drop the business. But if not, he says, just keep at it. In many cases, you see that just persisting at something and bringing success. Don't say, hey, I'm just not making it in cars, and therefore I'm going to try something else. If Lamaisa today, in a vacuum, these efforts still make sense and they're reasonable, keep at it. All that, the Chavis says, is part of the mindset of Bitachon. But Unless, again, if suddenly you discover, oh, now I see there's a factor why cars cannot bring me. I didn't realize that my personality is just not for that. Then step away. Now you've discovered that it's actually not a reasonable ishtabas. Okay? Whatever it is, he's coming back to this point. And he's saying, you got that job. One of the tanaim to know that this is actually a sign of Hashem's favor is if you can stand that test and not say, ooh, wow, this job is a great source of livelihood. No, Hashem is providing my livelihood. And he chose to do it through the means of this job. Now, it could have been something else just as well. So that's part of the test. If you can relate to it that way, then that windfall actually is a sign of Hashem's favor. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight.